When Governor Jim Doyle held a news conference late last month to announce his support for a cigarette tax hike, he left little doubt about his position. Doyle said raising the tax would encourage people to quit smoking, and said having a higher tobacco tax than other states would be a good thing. But the governor hasn't always taken that tone. Go back nearly 4 years to May of 2003. During budget talks, anti-smoking groups were pushing for an 85-cent per pack increase in the price of cigarettes. At the time, the governor wasn't biting.
I think it puts the state in a very untenable position in which we apparently want people to smoke and become reliant on that money.
The tobacco tax increase was essentially dead for that session. A year and a half later, with Doyle's next budget approaching, he was asked again whether a tobacco tax increase was in the works.
I don't think so. I think we're really going to have to demonstrate, continue to demonstrate to the taxpayers of Wisconsin that we can handle this and we can deal with these difficult fiscal issues and we can do it without going out and raising more taxes.
Still, the issue gained steam. A bipartisan group of lawmakers called for a dollar a pack increase, with the proceeds going toward the state's medical assistance budget. During a meeting of the legislature's budget committee in April of 2005, Republican Senator Scott Fitzgerald said he'd heard talks the governor may secretly support the idea. He ran the theory by Mark Morata, who at the time was Doyle's Secretary of Administration.
Senator, if we wanted to have a cigarette tax in his budget, we would have put it in. I mean, the governor does not want to have any new taxes in his budget.
But this year, it's a different story from Doyle. The tobacco tax increase the governor asked for is actually larger than what anti-smoking groups had proposed. Senator Fitzgerald, who is against the tax increase, says he thinks the governor is floating the idea because the state budget is growing out of control.
You know, he saw the light, he had a revelation. I'm not sure what happened, but I think I know what happened. In the last 2 years, he's found that there's no other way to continue to play this game he's been playing unless he finds revenue.
Many say the move was a matter of timing for the governor. Charles Franklin teaches political science at the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
After a successful reelection, most governors think that they have some capital to spend, a little more power, and certainly the governor had a good year this year with both the legislature and his own reelection.
But the governor says there's more to it. Doyle says that when he was first elected, the state legislature had just squandered the proceeds of the tobacco settlement to plug a short-term budget hole. He says under those circumstances, it didn't seem right to immediately go back and do it all over again.
I think 4 years have passed now. I hope we've learned the sort of bitter lesson of what they did in wasting that tobacco money and now are ready to do it the right way.
It's now up to the governor to demonstrate that the state can indeed protect the $500 million in revenue this tobacco tax would generate. Doyle will also have to convince lawmakers that his change of heart was the right one. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.